KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports this morning here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. And state dual team wrestling championships get underway today at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, and we'll have coverage of that for you here as the Audubon Wheelers will be taking part in Class 1A action today. Jim Field will be bringing you that action here today on KJAN. Audubon comes in with a dual record of 25-2. They'll take on Woodbury Central, the second-ranked squad, in the first round. They're 27-4. And dual meets here this year. Audubon comes in as the seventh seed. The other matchups, we'll see Albernette take on West Marshall. Sumner Fredericksburg faces Clarion Goldfield, and Eddyville's Blakesburg Fremont faces Emmitsburg as well in Class 1A. Those all get underway at 11 o'clock here this morning, and we'll have that first matchup for the Wheelers for you right then at 11. Also in Class 2A action, at 9 o'clock this morning, West Delaware takes on Ballard. Charles City faces Creston Orient Maxburg. Also, Davenport Assumption facing Borden Hole Rock Valley. Mediapolis will take on Union. And in Class 3A action, also getting underway at 9 o'clock this morning, as Southeast Polk will take on Pleasant Valley. Waverly Shellrock faces Linmar. Cedar Rapids Prairie takes on West Des Moines Dowling. And Bettendorf will face Ankeny. That's state dual team wrestling championships here today at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And once again, we'll have coverage of the Audubon Wheelers. They'll wrestle at 11 o'clock first off this morning, then they'll wrestle at 1 o'clock, and then later in the evening as well, either at 4:30 or 6:30, and we'll have all those for you here on the radio. Also coming up here this evening in girls regional basketball plays, some 3A semifinals going on in regional action, and that would include a game being played at Shenandoah tonight. Shenandoah takes on Red Oak. That's a 7 o'clock start time for that one. And in Class 4A girls regional quarterfinals being played tonight, and a game up at Denison. Denison Schleswig will take on Carroll. And in Glenwood tonight, Glenwood will be taking on Creston. Also in boys basketball play from last night, it was Atlantic topping Abraham Lincoln on a late close ball game. 58-57, they pull out the victory. Jared Folk had two free throws with 8 seconds left to seal the win for the Trojans, and they were able to get a stop on the defensive end to wrap that one up. Bishop Heelan Catholic defeated Thomas Jefferson 72-50. Carroll defeated Denison Schleswig 72-55. Creston over Harlan 56-51. And Glenwood beat Lewis Central 63-38. In girls basketball play last night, Class 1A regional quarterfinals, it was Adair Casey over Guthrie Center, 60-23, a game you heard here on KJAN. London Vice had 18, Katie Clark with 14, and Quinn Ruth with 13 for the Bombers as they move on now to take on Earlham coming up on Friday night. Another game we'll have for you on KJAN. Exira EHK defeated Heartland Christian 28-24 as Rachel Smith led the way with 10 points for the Spartans. Also, Renewal Fonda beat Coon Rapids Bayard 68-27. Earlham over Martinsdale St. Mary's 55-46. Bedford over Stanton 51-41. Fremont Mills beat Nishnabotna 54-51. It was Murray over East Union 43-33. Villisca beat Corning 63-43 as Jill Vanderhoof scores her 1,000th point in her career. She had 15 points and 12 rebounds in that contest. Also, Arweva beat Charter Oak Ute by a score of 55-20. In Class 2A regional quarterfinals last night, Audubon beat Riverside 54-39 as Emily Nelson had 15 for the Wheelers. IKM Manning beat Griswold 63-40. Trainer over East Mills 85-37. It was Tri-Center over St. Albert 36-31. Kaylee Grote led the way with 14 points for the Trojans. Also, Kemper Catholic beat St. Edmund 66-56. Panorama over Ogden 81-50. And Nottoway Valley beat Van Meter 35-26 in girls basketball last night. In college hoops last night, it was a in-state rivalry matchup. Michigan and Michigan State squaring off as top 10 men's basketball teams for the first time on Tuesday, but the game quickly became a rout. The 8th-ranked Spartans led by as many as 16 points in the first half and 30 in the second before settling for a 75-52 pounding of the 4th-ranked Wolverines. Gary Harris scored 17 points, and Derek Nix had 14 to help lead the Spartans and improve them to 10-2 in the Big Ten, breaking a first-place tie with Indiana. The Wolverines never led in losing for the third time in four games. 7th-ranked Florida is 10-1 in the SEC as well after winning a top-25 battle against Kentucky. Scotty Wilbekin had 14 points and 8 assists as the Gators thumped the number 25 Wildcats 69-52. Pat Young added 12 points and 11 rebounds for Florida, which beat the Wildcats for the first time in 6 tries and ended Kentucky's 6-game winning streak. The Wildcats finished the game without Nerlens Noel, the nation's leading shot blocker, who injured his left knee in the second half. Two people familiar with the deal tell the Associated Press that the Big East Conference is closing in on a six-year contract with NBC Sports Network for football and basketball rights that will pay members around $20 million per year. One person said the deal would likely be announced within the next 2 weeks. The Big East first has to go through the process of allowing ESPN to match the offer. ESPN is the current Big East rights holder for football and has first reported the network's offer to the Big East. Wrestling's governing body says it's greatly astonished by the IOC executive board's decision to drop the sport from the Olympics in 2020. Past and present Olympic champions in Greco-Roman and freestyle wrestling are calling it mind-boggling and a tragedy for the sport. The move will also rob the U.S. of one of its most successful Olympic sports. The only sports in which the Americans have won more medals than wrestling are swimming and track and field. Officials familiar with the vote say that other sports that were being considered for elimination for the Olympics include modern pentathlon, taekwondo, and field hockey. Wrestling is in the pool of other sports that are being considered to fill one last spot, as there'll be a possibility that I could get back into the rotation. Adam Wainwright and the St. Louis Cardinals have put contract talks on hold. Neither party expects many obstacles when they resume talking about the long-term deal. The 31-year-old Wainwright is in the final year of a contract, plus extension that will have paid him $36 million over 6 years. Cardinals general manager John Mozeliak says there is plenty of time before opening day. Wainwright's value increased in the last week after it was learned that Chris Carpenter likely will miss the entire season with problems with his right arm. And checking some NFL news and notes, the Chicago Bears have terminated the contract of wideout Johnny Knox after he missed this past season recovering from a back injury. And the Washington Redskins have hired Keith Burns to their special teams coordinator. He replaces Danny Smith, who left last month to join the Pittsburgh Steelers. Burns spent last season as Denver's assistant special teams coach. That's a look at some of the latest sports for you here this morning on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.